Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to blitz the East. We start you off in Dallas with the Cowboys, and Babe Laufenberg of Cowboys Radio Network joins us on G&D. Babe, after week one, the Cowboys were flying pretty high. What they did to the Cleveland Browns was impressive. And then week two comes along and the New Orleans Saints smack them in the mouth. What happened this past weekend?
I wish I could tell you, but everything happened. The beauty of the game like that they had against the Saints is there's no finger pointing, right? Sometimes the offense is looking at the defense sideways. Sometimes it's vice versa. But the defense got mauled, and the offense wasn't very good either. And, yeah, when you look at after week one, Cleveland had one first down in the first half. I mean, the Cowboys just totally dominated Cleveland in that game. Mike Zimmer, the new defensive coordinator, former Vikings head coach, of course. You know, he was the assistant coach of the year after week one. Now, you know, The Saints come in and just they ran it when they wanted, they threw it when they wanted, and I'm very fond of former Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett would always say the history of the NFL is written week to week, and that's very true through 2 weeks for the Cowboys.
What do you expect this weekend against Baltimore? Tough matchup for an 0-2 team.
Yeah, I don't look at Baltimore as an 0-2 team. You know, you saw the Kansas City game, but receivers out of bounds by a back of the end zone by a half an inch. That game may have been different. The Raiders game, they had some 24-yard shank punt at the end of the game on the final drive that gave the Raiders a ball. So, no, when I see Baltimore, you know, I see what everybody else sees. Great defense. I mean, it seems like since John Harbaugh has been there, they played great defense. And obviously Lamar Jackson, reigning MVP. Derrick Henry back there. I mean, Zay Taylor now at receiver. They finally got a weapon out there. I don't look at them, and I'm sure the Cowboys don't look at them as an 0-2 football team.
Babe, what's the running back situation going to look like in Dallas in a month? Is Dowdle or Elliott the guy?
Well, it's a good question. And they also have Dalvin Cook here, who was not activated last week. We'll see what the first 2 weeks. Excuse me. He came late. They signed him basically right before the season started. We'll see what he has. But it's running back by committee, as they say. And I think that is similar to when you say, well, we have two good quarterbacks. That means you have none, right? So they've got a committee of backs, and some are unproven. And Zeke Elliott is obviously at the backside of his career. So it's going to be interesting to see how well they can run the ball, not only against Baltimore, but throughout the season. And then you add to that, they've got two rookie offensive linemen playing. The center is a rookie, and the left tackle is a rookie. Both good players, but as we all know, it takes a little time to develop there.
Similar question. Outside of CeeDee Lamb, Babe, who's the number two? Tolbert, 6 catches this past week. It was Brandon Cooks, the guy in week one. He was non-existent in week two. Is Tolbert going to be maybe the second option to Lamb, do you think, at wide receiver?
Well, I'm a fan of Brandon Cooks. I really am. He can still run. You know, he came into the league as a 4-3 guy, first-round draft pick for New Orleans, and he is still a really good route runner. Still has, I think, most of his speed. We all slow down just a shade, maybe, but I think he can be a solid number two. Tolbert is a guy, third-round pick from a couple of years ago, who's just now starting to get in there and play, but he was one of the few bright spots last week against the Saints. He had himself definitely was his best game as a Cowboy.
What do you think the expectations are, big picture, for this Dallas team, Babe? And I bring it up because, you know, externally, I think people expected them to take a bit of a step back, still be pretty good, better than the bottom two teams in the division here in New York, but, you know, maybe behind Philadelphia in the pecking order. Through a couple of weeks, nobody's really distinguished themselves just yet. What do you think, big picture, this year the expectations are for Dallas?
Well, the expectation here is always the Super Bowl, but then the reality is they don't make it to the NFC Championship game and haven't for the last 28 years. But I think every city, as you guys know, for the most part, maybe not in New York, but the expectation is you're going to be a playoff team. We've made these changes in the offseason, and we're going to be better. We got this quarterback. Whatever the case may be, everybody has high hopes at the start of the season. Then the season starts, and you find out if those high hopes were justified or not. But there's no question the Cowboys lost a lot of good players from last year's team, did not replace them with equivalent guys. Now, that doesn't mean we talked about Jalen Tolbert. You know, he didn't see a whole lot of playing time last year. Michael Gallup goes to the Raiders and ultimately retires after this season, or before the season started. And now Jalen Tolbert's got his opportunity. The two young offensive linemen that I talked about, the two rookies that are playing. You know, they're going to look different in week 12 than they looked in week one. So I think there's still an expectation. Here's the thing I always look at. Okay, they've got a great quarterback in my mind in Dak Prescott. They've got a great pass rusher in Micah Parsons. And they've got a great receiver in C.D. Lamb. So when you've got those three elements in this league, to me, that's a really good foundation. And so, and they have those, and they also have, you know, really good corner in Trayvon Diggs, and they're going to get Deron Bland, who led the NFL in interceptions last year. They're going to get him back about week 4 or 5.
Gives you a pretty high floor, no doubt about it. Babe Laufenberg, Cowboys Radio Network, at Babe Laufenberg on Twitter. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me on. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.